Now, Derek Eyre has been playing Sabutio on and off for 50 years. He even hosts a podcast about the retro table football game.
Welcome to Finger Flickin' Good, a podcast that documents the enduring popularity of the world's greatest table soccer game, Sabutio. I'm Derek Eyre, and I've been playing Sabutio on and off since the 1970s, and in the podcast, I'll examine the game's continued popularity despite the success of computer games and the apathy of the game's license holders. In each programme, we'll hear from some of the people in the ever-widening Sabutio community who have done their best to keep the game alive. The collectors, the painters, but most of all, those who play the game.
Well, Derek has just written a book called Land of the Giants, My Journey Through the World of Table Football. It's essentially a love letter to an old-fashioned favourite and one that simply refuses to die in this digital age.
A German friend of mine described it as a romantic distraction. I think it does come from a bygone age. As a child, I played it constantly. You know, growing up in the north of Scotland, it would get dark at winter very early. And if we weren't playing football, we were playing Sabutio. There are so many more, like you say, digital distractions for young people nowadays that I think it's hard for Sabutio to get a foothold. So it does have that rather quaint whiff of a bygone age to it. Nostalgia, of course, plays a big part.
That's the thing about nostalgia. It can take you down these kind of rabbit holes, can't it? And what do you feel when you play it, and where do you go in your mind?
Well, when I play solo, which is like practicing, I very much revert to being a young child. You know, I'm commentating, I'm writing down results like a geek. And I said this at my book launch, the great thing about being a man is you never have to grow up, because that's what your wife is for. They're the sensible ones. They're the growing up ones in the relationship. And when I play solo, I very much revert to being a child. But when you play competitively, it's a very, very different experience. There's no nostalgia involved because the game is not the game that you played as a child. The bases are flatter. The rules are more complex. It's played at a much greater speed. And in fact, it can get highly competitive, which it doesn't when you're just practicing or playing on your own.
Do you know of any modern day footballers or, you know, footballers who are big names who have a history of playing table football as a child, who maybe are icons in the table football world? Do you know of any footballers who've taken to it?
Not so much in the modern game. I know that Bill Shankly was a big fan. He would use Sabutio to show tactics for his players. And there's a famous story of they were playing Manchester United, and he took the team out and he picked off players saying, he's rubbish, he's not as good as you, he's rubbish, until it was left with George Best, Dennis Law and Bobby Charlton. And he said, look, we're Liverpool. If you can't beat three men, you shouldn't be wearing the red shirt.
Fantastic.
Of the more recent crop, Gianluigi Buffon, the World Cup winning goalkeeper for Italy, is a huge collector. He has hundreds and hundreds of teams. I'm not sure if he still plays, but he did play as a child. But I know he's very much a collector of teams, probably in the same way that people collect football jerseys. They collect Sabutio teams.
Which is your most prized possession then?
Oh, that's a difficult question. My most prized possession. I'd probably say it's the first team I ever bought. I never ever owned a box set until I was an adult and I bought one online. So I had to build my Sabutio layout piecemeal. So I could only afford to buy a pitch, goals and one team, which was a bit useless because you couldn't play with one team. And that team was what we call a Ref 68 Chile. It was all that was available in the shop at the time. And it was unusual to buy a team like that. It's not rare. There are plenty of them around. But I've got a soft spot for it. I still take it out occasionally and look at it.
Oh, well, that's lovely. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, honestly. I feel like going home and picking up my son's old table football. I mean, he's 17 now, but he hasn't looked at it for 10 years, I think. But it's fab. It's lovely. It's just innocent.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have a little bit of analogue in the digital age. And I think you don't get any more analogue than table football.
It's that nostalgia, isn't it? It's lovely to see the old strips as well, and the, you know, it just takes you back, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the old strips. I mean, I do a little bit of team painting myself. I don't have the skills to do the detailed modern kits, but I do a lot of the old kits, the original ones. And in this age of mindfulness, you can lose yourself just painting a team for an hour. You know, you won't get much done in an hour. You might get the skin tones done, but that's about it. And then the next day you go back and do the shorts. But just that hour spent painting, relaxing, maybe some music or a podcast on in the background, takes away all the worries of modern life.
Oh, so I guess if you had the choice of having an evening in front of the telly watching football or playing table football, which would you go for?
Oh, well, that's an easy question. I still enjoy playing table football. In fact, every Thursday night, I get together with my son and two friends from the Royal Mail delivery office I work at. And we just spend 3 hours playing Subutio, having a beer, chatting about football and just having fun.
Derek Eyre,